People, quit texting in. The Steelers were 5-1 in a division last year. It doesn't matter. It doesn't apply.
You're not sweeping the Ravens again, and you did it because they didn't play their starters at the end of the year.
Right. And you missed Joe Burrow.
Right.
Twice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Mm.
Yes. Yeah. You missed him twice.
Yeah.
Like, that ain't gonna happen again.
You lost to the Browns once, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's not happening. You're not going 5-1. It's not impossible. So I guess I shouldn't say it that way. It's possible, however unlikely, but last year it does not apply. Plus, your quarterbacks were different last year. It's just totally different. It's apples to meatloaf. It's not even apples to oranges. One thing that did kind of strike me, just watching some of the highlights of last night's game and then thinking about where the Bengals are in the standings, boy, there's a ton of pressure on them down the stretch, man. Because you don't make the playoffs this year, you're losing Hendrickson, you're losing Higgins. Now, I think they'll probably survive without Higgins. I mean, they did score 34 points last night without him. They scored 41 points last week without him. Maybe playing without him right now is making the best argument to not keep him because you've got Joe Burrow and you can score without that guy. But the Bengals, as we know them, are going to be dead at the end of this year. So you better make the playoffs for one last chance here with this current group.
Yeah, you're basically missing your window as we watch the weeks go on. You know, and their window was a couple years ago whenever Joe Burrow took them to the Super Bowl, and you know, you beat Mahomes and you had his number, and you just haven't. And Joe Burrow can't stay healthy. You're really looking at that unravel in front of your eyes. Like, they have missed their window. And I honestly think just making the playoffs isn't good enough for that.
No.
But that right now, the bar has been lowered because of how you started. So it's like, hey, if we make the playoffs, anybody has a chance. You know that saying, whenever a team really isn't that good, but they make the playoffs, it's like, oh, we have a chance because it's 0-0 and anybody can win. Yeah, usually teams say that whenever they're not that good and they do make it.
That's right.
That's where they're at right now. And it's hard to come to terms that you missed that window whenever you could have taken full advantage of it. You were so close.
I think if they get in, they are dangerous because of Burrow. I do think that.
They're deep. Like, you're not fixing that defense.
You're not winning the Super Bowl with that defense. The Ravens are not winning the Super Bowl this year.
Like, I have a better feeling that the Ravens have a better chance of fixing their defense than the Bengals. I don't know how, but I feel like the Ravens could fix their defense way quicker than the Bengals ever could. Like, the Bengals just don't have anything.
I think the Ravens do have better personnel defensively.
Right.
I would agree with that. But I think now 10 games in, the Ravens are what they are, and I think the Bengals are what they are defensively.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be able to clean things up, but I don't think you can fix it.
Right, right.
I also think Cincinnati did what the Steelers need to do against Baltimore. They didn't run the ball like at all. 16 carries in the game for the Bengals.
Well, look, and I'm going to let you go here too, but look what they did with the running back. I think he had like 10 catches, Chase Brown.
9 for 52. Yep. You're right about that. Targeted him 11 times.
I mean, isn't that Jaylen Warren all day? I mean, he's the same exact back.
With you.
Same back.
That's the blueprint right there to beat Baltimore. I realize they didn't win last night, but it's because their defense also stinks. Anytime they ran the ball in the first half, first quarter, Cincinnati, I went, what are you doing? What are you doing? I realize you got to at least keep them honest, but come on. The Ravens' rushing defense is actually very good, and their pass defense is so bad, so bad. Throwing it 56 times isn't usually a recipe for success. I think against Baltimore, I think that's why you wound up going with Russell Wilson with an eye towards the future, actually for one time seeing the forest through the trees, and hey, we're going to have to throw to beat these guys. You can't run to beat these guys. You got to throw. 56 times, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to do with Russell Wilson. Maybe not 56 because you're not designed the same way, but probably in the 40s. Throw it 40 times. Mike Williams might help with that. Arthur Smith talked about him yesterday.
Mike's obviously been a very productive player in the NFL. I mean, I remember watching him coming out in the draft. I was in Tennessee those years. We took Corey Davis, both of them won the top 10. Been on the other side of some big plays he's made. But we're excited. You know, anytime you add a good player, and we'll bring him along the right way. And he's excited he's here. He's that fits us, big wide receiver, willing to work. And so see where it goes.
He's going to block too, Doran, and that's something that Arthur Smith talked about. You got to find right fits for your scheme. So we talked about all these different guys they could have acquired, and there are guys that I would have preferred that we would have preferred. But in terms of scheme fit, perfect guy.
Yeah.
I wonder how much he plays this weekend, though.
I'd say 10 to 15 plays.
Yeah.
10 to 15 plays. You get him a couple deep shots. You get him, you know, even just a hitch route, like a quick, hey, here's the ball, feel it. This is, you're in the offense. Okay, get your feet on the ground a little bit like that. Some running plays, just to have him as a threat out there is better than nothing. But
keep the defense honest a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely think that he'll play. But that's honestly, at the end of the day, that's up to him. Now, that's up to him from Wednesday. Well, really Tuesday. He got there Tuesday, did his physical, and probably went right to the meeting rooms and started studying. It's up to him and how fast he can expedite, or how can he expedite the process of learning what's going on. Like, if he's a guy that can just come in and pick it up real quick, then he's going to play a lot.
And he's been playing and practicing with the ones. It's not like he has been in there and they have him listed as limited, or they're just getting him working with the backups or anything. No, he's been in there with the ones. So they're trying to fast track him. And from everything I understand about the guy, too, is he's a smart and savvy guy.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of him being out there in the first series, especially when you're doing the scripted stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You either take a deep shot to him, or like you've been talking about all week long, you have him run a deep route, and then you have Pickens coming with the crosser over the middle, or maybe Calvin Austin. Make them think about him.
Yes.
I like that idea. All right, coming up next, I'm nothing if not accountable, Doran. And I've already apologized for my stupid take on Bengals-Ravens from yesterday. I have to apologize for something else, too.
I'm here.
You're always there for me.
Yeah.
In these moments where I'm vulnerable.
I'll give you a shoulder to lean on.
Thank you.
I lean on.
I'm going to have to get up on my tippy toes to get on that shoulder.
That's fine.
Or perhaps you'll come down to my level. I feel like I drag you down there quite often, and I apologize for that.
Yeah, the air's different down there.
That was the spaghetti sauce I ate last night. From Nana.